Out of the dark of night, from the shadows of the senses, comes this, the fantasy of fear. Nightmare, starring as your exciting guide to terror, Peter Lorre.
You know, we are all so safe in our tiny part of life, seeing the familiar and comfortable things about us. And yet there may come a time when we are like the little jack in a box. Something or somebody snaps the tiny catch in our lives, and suddenly we are tossed from the dimness of our regulated existence into the blinding brilliance of danger. And so suddenly can it happen that we are left completely helpless. Billy was left with just a few insignificant hours of time. Time with so many little slippery minutes in it.
You are listening to Peter Lorre tell you of Coincidence, another transcribed story of Nightmare.
Now, about this Billy boy, this Billy Bradley. Oh, yes, just a fairly ordinary 18-year-old youngster. But he's an interesting type, huh? A definite product of his environment. Youth always seems so resilient, and yet under pressure, this resilience disappears. You see, Billy was like any other human being. Well, I'll let you find out for yourself. Say, have you ever been hemmed in by Dave?
Billy?
Yeah?
But I could be a movie star. Yeah,
you got the looks, baby.
I could act, too.
I wouldn't know.
Sure I could.
You're smart enough now.
Maybe.
Where'd it get you?
Oh, I can have a bunch of pretty clothes, go to a lot of places. Even have a house right in a room all my own. That would be something.
Yeah, movies are full of stuff. I don't know from nothing. Everybody's rich in the movies.
I'd still like it.
So you could kiss all them good-looking guys, huh?
You have to do that. It's part of the business.
Oh, some business. Come here. Does that work?
Billy.
Hey, I've been saving to you.
What?
I'm going full-time next week.
Billy.
Twice a dough, full-line mechanic.
So quick?
Yeah, now who's smart, huh?
I knew you would.
Listen, Tony.
Yeah?
We're not going to wait.
No?
No, that room over Jack's place.
Yeah.
But we can get it cheap and fix it up a little.
I'll help.
We won't have to live with anybody.
A man and wife shouldn't.
Just one room, baby.
I'll live anywhere with you, Billy.
You could be an actress, huh?
I'll be anything you want me to. I guess I've always loved you, Billy.
Even when I used to pull your hair?
I didn't mind.
You cried.
Well, it hurt.
Mm.
What's that?
All lions in the zoo. What's the matter? You scared?
Why'd they start up like that?
You're hungry, maybe.
Sound fierce.
We got a right to be. How'd you like being shut up in a cage all day?
I'm shut up in a department store.
I'd yell, too, if I was shut up. You bet I would.
You won't be. Well, here's where I cross over.
Tonight, I'm going with you.
No, Billy.
I am.
It'll just mean another
time. I don't
know, Billy.
What's she got keeping you away from me?
It won't be much longer.
I see my own girl home. Guy's been killed for less than that.
Billy.
I'm not afraid of him, Dooney.
Tomorrow night? Same place?
Yeah, I'll be there.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
I'm sorry. Good night, baby.
Night, Billy.
Guess she's right. Won't be much longer. Sounded like shots. Maybe somebody's hunting in the zoo. Backfired. Yeah. It's dark along here. I keep... Gun. Hey, it's a good one. Been shot. That was no truck backfiring. That was a...
Oh, you.
Huh?
There we are. Keep cover, Fred.
Hey, what's up?
Keep that light on him.
Hey, listen, coppers, I didn't...
that gun.
Yeah, sure,
but... Hold it by the barrel.
Well, sure, I don't want to do
it. We'd miss you along the fence. I thought it was too dark.
Hey, what's the idea?
Young punks get a gun, you think you own the world.
Well, that ain't
you
mine.
You see how much you own when you sit in the hot seat.
Let go of me, will you? I didn't do nothing. I say, I didn't do nothing.
Boy's following the car. This is one little weasel who's going to see what he done.
Hey, what do you want?
Over this way.
Look, you got the wrong guy. I didn't do nothing. I was just...
All right, look. Go on, look.
that?
I get the flash on it so you can see. There. Have a good look.
Cop?
A dead cop. Look at his face. Look at it.
Oh, blood.
With three bullets in it, what'd you expect?
Who did it?
You asked me?
Well, I heard the shots, but I thought...
Go on, pick up a story.
Well, I thought you said... Hey, no.
You won't get out of this one.
Well, I didn't do it. I was walking along. I kicked the gun, so I picked it up.
Brad, got a hand.
Look, you got the wrong guy, copper.
Regan was saying he was having trouble with some kid up here, and now that the kid's got him...
Regan, yeah, Regan. He'll square me. I'll go around with his daughter. You got Regan, he'll talk for me.
Regan will talk for you?
Sure he will. We don't get along. He knows I'm level, though.
You want Regan?
Well, yeah, tell him it's Billy Bradley.
Tell him yourself.
What?
There he is on the sidewalk with the blood running out of his face. Go on, tell him.
No.
Take him down to town.
You see? Why, he can't even find one free moment. Each breath leaves but only a few more. And so he walks, and the minutes they walk with him, whispering, guilty, 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 until the drumming in his mind makes him realize he's trapped, trapped. In a living nightmare. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Trying to hold on to a handful of minutes. Poor, poor Billy. I wonder if there is any real hope for him. Just to sit and let the thread of life slip slowly through one's fingers. Take something. Perhaps we should wait and see, hmm? All lives hang from a thread of time. One never knows.
You just look at the facts, kid. You'll save us all a lot of trouble. Now, let's go over the whole thing again.
I told you all I know.
You went to the movies with Miss Regan?
Yeah.
Where?
I told you, at the Palace.
And you walked home?
Yeah.
Along the walk by the zoo?
Yeah.
You left her near 183rd?
Yeah.
You didn't go home with her because her father didn't want her going out with you?
Yeah.
You were going to get married secretly if you could?
Yeah.
Regan wouldn't let you see his daughter because you had a criminal record?
Yeah.
And you hated him because he wouldn't let you forget that record?
Yeah.
So after you left Miss Regan that night, you waited along the fence until Regan came by on his way home, then you shot him when he started around the corner?
Yeah. No, I just found the gun.
Isn't that what happened?
No.
Come on, admit it.
No, I just found the gun. I found it.
57.
No.
56.
No.
55.
No.
54.
No.
53.
No. No. No.
50.
Time went fast after that. Too fast. A lawyer was assigned to me, and he came every day to make up his defense, but there was nothing much for him to go on. Nobody else came but him. Nobody. Then came the trial, and I was in a courtroom full of people who all seemed to be staring at me. I knew what was happening, and I couldn't stop it.
And that's how we found him, 100 yards away from Regan's body with a gun in his hand still hot.
Stop it. Willful premeditated murder, as the evidence shows, but as final witness, I would like to call him...
Stop it.
Even if I do love Billy, yes, he did hate Pa, and he often did say he might kill. Not in those words, but something like men have been killed for worse things. But Billy wouldn't really kill Pa. He wouldn't really do it.
Stop it.
Can
I add any final statement, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that if I had any doubt as to Billy Bradley's guilt of the crime of which he is charged...
Stop it.
I would not ask for the verdict that I do.
Stop
that
it.
I'm guilty.
Stop it.
Guilty.
Stop it.
Stop it.
58.
Stop it.
57.
Stop it.
56.
Stop it.
55.
Stop it.
54.
Stop it.
53. 52. 51. 50. 50. 50. 50. 49. 48. 47. 46. 45. 44. 43. 42. 41. 40. 40. 40. 40. 35. 34. 33. 32. 31.
cure for bad luck I ever found.
Oh, sure. I got all the time in the world.
Yeah, you got a lot more time than me.
You're gonna stick me in the chair.
Well, that means you don't live so long as you might expect.
I didn't do it.
Oh, sure not.
The bars all around like a cage.
Yeah, I got him around me, too.
For nuts.
Maybe that's good, too.
Nothing's good.
You got it pretty bad, huh, boy?
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Not much you can do except sit and rest. Go on. Try it.
Yeah, maybe I better.
Sure. Won't hurt. Name's Billy, huh?
Yeah.
Did I kill him?
I think I did.
Sure.
He's doing all right. Had things set up nice.
That's the way it goes.
Sure, I was in reform school where I grew up and I got smart. A lot of kids stole things.
You're not much more than a kid now, Billy.
I'm old enough. Go straight and it'll pay off. That's what they told me when they sent me home.
Not a good advice.
Yeah, sure. Look where it got me.
Could have got here that sight sooner.
I hate all of them.
Hating's no good either.
What's good for me?
Yeah, I used to think like you was. I was out to hate anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
Got so that didn't need no reason. Used to hate doors. Because they wouldn't open for me, even. Now, a door can't help it if it got stuck and won't open, can it?
No, I guess not.
So, after a while, I figured how funny it was a fella hating something, because it is what it is. Yeah, I figured there was no sense to it. So, I just don't hate no more. You just relax.
You better watch me,
sure.
Funny.
I can handle him.
Well, I warned you. Easy, Billy.
Well, here's
Dave. Oh,
let me
out.
Hold it,
Dave.
Told you
he was nuts.
Get in there anytime.
Now sit down, Billy.
No.
Every time I open the cell, he's trying to ram his way out.
I'll take care of him. Leave us here.
All right, but he's nuts, I tell you.
You shouldn't try that, Billy. Just makes it harder.
What do you want?
Just a couple of questions.
What'd I ever do to you?
Nothing to me.
I never hurt you.
People hire me to catch punks like you, Billy.
Send him to chair.
That's what the law says.
We're walking down the street with my girl, eh?
You had a fair trial.
Yeah, fair.
Look, Billy, you know why I came here?
Yeah, get your laugh and beat it.
That's not it.
Well?
You got another week.
A week?
That's all.
Not a bright future, is it? Thanks to you.
Billy, I came here for two reasons.
Yeah?
First, because I thought maybe you'd tell the truth about this. I don't like to see a man go to the chair still lying about his innocence.
That's it, huh?
Most of them break down and admit sooner or later, and I always like to know.
You like to know, huh? You'd like to be sure you're not going to have the wrong guy burn, not for his life, but so you can sleep next.
Well, not exactly that.
Sure, I'll tell you, sure. You want me to say, okay, go ahead, put me in a chair and burn me because I shot old man Regan, huh? I'm not going to say it, you hear? I'm not saying it because I didn't do it. And I'm going to be sitting somewhere watching you turn into it every night trying to sleep. And I'll laugh. I'll laugh out loud.
Look, Billy, look. Do not clench your fist. You cannot grasp time. And after all, death is only a moment of time. But you are young, yes. And youth wants all of every moment. Come on, sit down, Billy. It might be that in death you'll find freedom. Poor Billy. poor Billy. He can think only of his freedom. And so he's a complete captive. Trapped. Trapped in a living nightmare. Death. Yes, death, the solution to all problems. Death, where the mind is finally at rest. Death, where the body stops its restless twisting and turning. An interesting thought, isn't it? But Billy's not worried about what death may bring. Oh, no, poor boy. He's so busy clinging to the last moment of life. Step, 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 step toward eternity. Shall we see?
I got Miss Regan outside. If you'll keep calm, I'll bring her in.
Tony?
I finally wrangled it, and I'll bring her in if you'll keep quiet and not try anything. How about it?
I don't know.
What's the matter?
I don't know. She thinks I killed him.
You can have a guess on that.
I'll see her.
All right.
What? Okay, up here?
Yeah, fine. Bring the girl in.
If you say so.
Want me to close the door, Billy?
No, I'm all right.
You were looking at it kind of funny.
Yes.
I'll be outside, Billy.
Hi, Tony. Oh,
baby. It's all right.
They wouldn't let me see him. I wanted to. I wanted to.
Easy,
but I had to tell the truth at the trial. That's all I did, was tell the truth. That's all I did.
I know
you didn't kill Pa Billy. I know you didn't.
Yeah,
you might have been mad at him for not liking me to see you, but you couldn't kill him. Why would you kill him when we could run off and get married anyway?
Calm down, Doolin. We're all right.
I'll have him to fix it because he was Pa's friend. He's been nice to me, Billy. He got me here, and I'm not going to leave. I'll stay with you. I'll stay with you. I'm alone.
Oh, sit down, baby.
Are you all right, Billy? Did they treat you good?
Sure, I'm fine. Now, come on, sit down.
Good to hold your hand. The way I've missed you.
Me too, Dooney.
You look tired.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Now that I've got to see you, we'll fix it up. I know we will.
Sure, honey, don't you worry.
It's just that with Pa gone, I didn't have anybody.
I know.
We can be married as soon as you get loose.
Sure. As soon as I get loose.
Billy? I don't think Pa was as mad at you as he used to be.
Well, you can't blame him. I'd have felt the same way either.
What?
You gotta go now, baby.
No.
Yeah, you gotta.
No, I won't.
No, I'll see you soon.
No.
Come on now. You gotta keep that room clean, baby. It won't be long.
All right.
Bye, Dooney.
Billy.
I'll see you soon.
Take her out, guard. I'll be there in a minute.
Sure, Lieutenant.
Well, Billy?
It's okay.
Billy, I've been on the detective squad for 10 years, and twice before I've been wrong about a man. I had you pegged right down the alley as a 2-bit gun punk. Maybe it was the way you grew up, where you did, I don't know.
Break, that's all.
Listen, you told me everything about that night Regan was killed.
Yeah, sure I have.
Everything? Think, son, think.
Oh, it's like I told you.
Go back over it.
Well, we were walking along by the zoo, and...
Was it dark?
Yeah, it was dark. Trees hang over the walk.
Go on.
Well, I told you, we were walking along, talking.
What were you talking about?
Oh, movies. Room over Jack's place and the zoo.
What about the zoo?
Well, yeah, we're walking along, some animals in the park started yelling. Dooney asked me why they yelled.
That's all?
I even told Dooney I could never stand being caged up. Now look at me,
Well, that just shows how wrong you can be. I better go now, but I'll be back in a day or so. Billy?
Yeah?
Take it easy. Don't blow your top anymore.
I won't.
No, I don't think you will.
I'll see you later, kid.
You see, white boy?
What?
It ain't easy to hate all the time, is it?
No.
Hating's no good. I couldn't tell you near so plain as that pretty little girl.
I don't hate anybody.
That's fine. Now you got plenty of time for other things. Now, don't you?
Yeah. Plenty of time.
Want a cigarette?
No, thanks.
I got plenty.
1-10, 1-10, 1-9, 1-8.
Was you in the war, Billy?
No, too young. Why'd you ask?
Well, I was on a piece of the D-Day, and I guess I kind of felt the way you do now.
Right inside, your handshake?
Yeah, that's it.
I'd like to have been there.
You'd have made a good soldier.
Maybe. What time has it been?
Just about it, kid.
Thanks. They better be on time.
They will be, Billy.
God's warden, all the others.
Any second now. Sorry to get here at the last minute, but it took time.
Yeah, time. I didn't expect you through that door.
I'll make it fast. You don't have to worry about the chair. You got to reprieve until I can work the thing out.
Work what out?
You're lucky. It rained the day Regan was killed, and it hasn't rained since, the Weather Bureau says.
Oh, what do you mean?
I was trying every angle, and you mentioned about the animals yelling in the zoo.
Yeah?
I checked and found that they were not being fed, and that they usually sleep quiet, the bears in that section.
Bears, yeah, sure, the bears.
Something must have disturbed them, so I went over every piece of ground, even into the bear pits. I just tonight found out what I was looking for.
Yeah?
Footprints, human footprints, hardened in the mud. The park attendant says no one's been near the place.
I see.
I think the killer shot Regan, ran down the street, saw us coming, climbed the fence and dropped his gun. Then he swung down to the bear pit and got away. And I'm going to prove it, Billy. It's the least I can do.
You were too busy hating.
Huh?
Maybe I was too. Well, now I got time, plenty of it. Me and Dooney have. I had to stop hating remembering. You did, too. I'll tell Dooney, Mr. Sullivan. We're going to put on time instead of cutting it off. We got it to spare now.